Welcome Warner Brothers recording artist, Mr. Ry Cooter.
That's right. Let them know out in Radio Land. Pardon me? Oh, great. That's not my pick, but it's a fine pick. I'm going to keep it. Yeah. Yep. Got my gal, we took a chance. We went down to a midnight dance. Too tight, this rag of mine. Now it's too tight, sticking out. Too tight, you hear me shout. Too tight, this rag of mine. Tight, sick in bed, too tight it went to my head, too tight, this rag of mine, too tight, it's a mess, too tight, now can't you guess, too tight, this rag of mine. It's a while, too tight, and I'll show you how. Too tight, this rag of mine. Too tight, it's hot stuff. Too tight, you can't get enough. Too tight, this rag of mine. Got my gal, then we took a chance. We went out to a midnight dance. Too tight, this rag of mine. And too tight, sticking out. Too tight to hear me shout. Too tight, this rag of mine. Your hair's all wrinkled and you're full of sweat. Your underskirt is wringing wet. You've been doing something wrong. You're doing something wrong. You've been doing something I can tell by the way you smell. Now, you show your linen to any man, and that's something, mama, that I just can't stand. You've been doing something wrong. Something wrong. Been doing something I can tell by the way you smell. You come in here walking just like a goose, and you look like somebody just turned you loose. You've been doing something wrong, doing something wrong. You've been doing something I can tell by the way you smell. Now, mama, just run here and look at sis. You got a hand in a toodle-um up to her wrist. You've been doing something wrong, you're doing something wrong. You've been doing something I can tell by the way you smell. Thank you. Pop is in the backyard trying to call up Naughty. Pop ain't ready, so help me, God, he been doing something wrong, doing something wrong. Been doing something I can tell by the way they smell. He got the motion and he got the swing. It's that look at Pop out there on that thing. He been doing something wrong, doing something wrong. Been doing something I can tell by the way they smell.
Hot, isn't it? I am so hot. And that's just too tight. Too hot and too tight. I do y'all a Sleepy John Estes tune. Sometimes I tell these little stories about him because all of his tunes are so interesting, you know. They have true life drama stories that go along with them. And he's done about more things than 10 people put together, multiplied all lifelong. Man's lived about 9 lives himself. One time he was in Washington, D.C. at a folk festival, and he was playing up on the stage. And Buddy was out there listening to him. They were all minding their own business. He was minding his own business playing. Kind of quiet like, you know. He had his harmonica partner with him, Hammy. Yank Rachel playing a mandolin. And so they're playing there and had all these people out in the park in front of the Washington Monument. And then these policemen were hiding behind the monument all the time this was going on, lurking behind, waiting for an excuse to start some trouble, you know. And then finally somebody gives a signal or something and these cops start shooting tear gas over everybody. So people started running and hollering and everything, and John was overcome by the tear gas and he fainted, passed out. And the people carried him down to this tent where there was a doctor. And the doctor gave him an aspirin. Told him to go on home and sleep it off. It made him mad. They wrote this song called A Blind Man Messed Up in Tear Gas. Now when I got to Washington, you know I was feeling all right. And when I left, I was feeling bad, bad. And it's sad. It's a blind man messed up in a tear gas. I went out, heard a racket, and I went on the outside. I got tear gas all in my eyes now. It's a blind man messed up in a tear gas. Now they carried me down to the doctor, and the doctor said it was all right. He said I just run that red light. Well, it paid, and it said, it's a blind man messed up in a tear gas. about head. And I said, don't worry about the feet. Just take care of the head now and it's bad. All the same, it's a blind man messed up in a ticket. Heard Mr. Nixon making a talk, and I think he said some good advice. He said, it's so good to see all the men and women, they all out waking for their own pride. Now that's pain, and it's sad. It's a blind man messed up in a ticket. Intentional. I don't mean to break. They just break. Nothing you can do. I think I'll play a nice little Joseph Spence tune. Joseph Spence is a great genius. On a guitar, lives in the Bahamas. Probably the finest primitive musician in the world today. And I met him in Boston. We had a little talk and a little visit at this radio station. He's a bricklayer down there in the Bahamas. Plays guitar for a hobby. Sometimes he comes to the United States and does concerts. Most of the time he'd rather stay home, I think, though. Has a pretty nice life. People bring him chickens and pigs and cookies, and they feed him, and he plays music. Kind of nice. He's taught me this little tune to him. Here's a nice tune about where you get your food. Sad tune about farmers. I remember when dry goods was cheap as dirt. You could pay 2 bits and buy a dandy shirt. Now we pay 10 bucks or more, maybe get a shirt that another man wore. Tell me how can a poor man stand such times and love? Most all preachers preach for gold and not for soul. That's what keeps us poor folks always in a hole. We can hardly get our breath,
taxed and schooled and a preached to death. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and now?
Bill busy. I don't know if there's one for it. Just put any old first on there. Okay. Yeah. Let's see.
Thank you. some said it was beans and some said it was green, but it's a slow consumption killing you by degree, but it's a slow consumption killing you by degree. God, it's a slow consumption killing you by the degree.
Sleepy John tune that's got a funny story goes with it. He was a track caller in the 30s when he was had his sight. And on the weekends, him and his buddies used to get in their little sedan Ford and kind of go out to these parties. And they'd get real roaring drunk and get in this car and go tearing off down these country roads, which sometimes in the spring, they would flood. They'd have these big rains, and the roads would flood, and the bridges would break and wash out. And they'd put these things they call folding bridges across the streams, which would be a kind of a catwalk tied either end of the bank with a rope. And it behooved everybody in a car to stop and look to make sure that the bridge was still around. Because if it broke from the rope, then it would just sort of slosh back and forth in the stream, and you'd have trouble getting across. So then, this very day, they're driving along in their car and having a pretty good time. And John's in the front seat, his usual stance, which is something like this. That's mostly what he does. He conserves his energy, and he sits there. Doesn't move until he has to, absolutely must move. And they go tearing along down this road, and they come up on a creek and with a folding bridge in the middle of it that was sort of in the middle of the river instead of on the bank like where it ought to have been. So they didn't stop to see, though, about that. They just kept driving and drove right off the bank and into the water. And the car sunk to the bottom. Well, you know, a very terrifying thing to have happen. They all got out, though. They got up on the bank. When they looked around, they said, John's missing. Oh, my God, Sleepy John's gone. What do we do? So one of them jumps back down and opens the car door somehow, a miracle, actually, and dragged him up. He was unconscious. And they pumped the water out of him and revived him. And he wrote this song. That's how he told it to me, anyhow. Now I'll never, well, forget that falling bridge. Now I'll never, well, forget that falling bridge. Now I'll never, well, forget that falling bridge. Tell me 5 minutes time underwater I was here. Now when I was going down, I throwed up my hand. When I was going down, I throwed up my hand. When I was going down, I throwed up my hands, saying, please take me on dry land. I'd play Money Honey if I had my friends with me on stage here. About $10,000 worth of Hollywood musicians to play that tune. Believe it or not. On Monday I was arrested. On a Tuesday I was arrested. On a Thursday my child was arrested. On a Wednesday nobody would go on my bed. I can't remember how to play that song. Really a hard song.
Help me, brother, I wish you would, cause I feel so bad and I wanna feel good. Feeling good, feeling good. All the money in the world's been on feeling good. I see them folks all dressed so fine, dancing, drinking champagne and wine. Pinch your pockets now, they could, cause they ain't doing nothing but feeling good.
Thank you.
my money in the wild spin on feeling good. About an automobile. Every woman I know, she's crazy about an automobile. And yeah, I am standing with nothing but rubber heat. Every woman I know, she's crazy about an automobile. Every woman I know, she's gotta have herself an automobile. And yeah, I am standing with nothing but rubber heat. Now they say walking women home is a thing of the past. Women wants to ride, they wants to ride in class. Some like Cadillacs, some like Ford, some like anything as long as they roll. Every woman I know, she's crazy about an automobile. Every woman I know, she's got to have an automobile. And yeah, I am standing with nothing but rubber heat. About an automobile. Every woman I know, she's gotta have herself an automobile. And yeah, I am standing with nothing but rubber heat. Now they say riding and loving just can't be beat. You and your woman in your own front seat. She can play with your keys and shift your gears. Turn on the radio loud enough to hear. She can turn up the heat and flip on the fan. And then you start rolling just as fast as you can. As every woman I know, crazy about an automobile. Every woman I know is crazy about an automobile.
Oh, fuck it. You know the rest anyhow. Shit. One I can cover, one I can't cover for two. They can bleep it or not, as the case may be. Nah. I'll just bust another one. Having a hard time with that guitar today. Altitude is it, that's for sure. Having a lot of fun. No, the law jumped up, said nobody run. And you know I'm long gone from Kentucky. Long gone and got away lucky, cause when I left Zucchini, I'll be there like a submarine. Now, once I've known a man, they call him Boston Jack. Started to put the bloodhounds right on my track. Oh, the binders could not catch my sin. No, they couldn't tell that little hat went. When I left the keen, I'll be just like a submarine. I said, ain't no use of worrying, mama, ain't gonna be here long. Ain't gonna let you sing the word and song. When I left the key, I was just like a submarine. Now don't play the dozens and near the ten. Oh, you keep on talking, I'll ease you in. Now you keep on talking, trying to make me mad. Gonna tell you about the mothers that your father had. I don't play the dozens, I declare, man, and near the ten. Thank you.
favorite song. Take everybody to be your friend. Don't take everybody to be your friend. Keep in mind, good friends are defined, but don't take everybody to be your friend. Don't take everybody to be your friend. Don't take everybody to be your friend. Keep in mind, good friends are hard to find, but don't take everybody to be your friend. Picking and plow gonna carry me away, but don't take everybody to be your friend. Traveling for Jesus night and day, traveling all my day. Keeping in mind that a good friend is hard to find, but don't take everybody to be your friend. Don't take everybody to be your friend. Don't take everybody to be your friend. Keep it in mind that a good friend's hard to find. That don't take everybody to be your friend. To be a friend, keep it in mind that a good friend is hard to find, but don't take everybody to be a friend. Thank you. Bye.